Okay, very good. Mr. Secretary, if you can take roll, please.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Grace Aaron, present. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Ken Aaron, present. Jonathan Alexander.
Here.
Jonathan Alexander, present. Marlena Bond.
Here.
Marlena Bond, present. Sandy Childs.
Here.
Sandy Childs, present. Roberta Eidman.
Present.
Roberta Eidman, present. Stephen Franz. Stephen Franz, absent. Jamie Gomez.
Here.
Jamie Gomez, present. Jan Goodman. Jan Goodman? Present. Okay. Ricardo Hernandez. Ricardo Hernandez, absent. Stephen Kaiser.
Here.
Stephen Kaiser, present. Doug Kriegel.
Here.
Doug Kriegel, present. Maggie LaPeak.
Here.
Maggie LaPeak, present. Ali Lexa. Ali Lexa, absent. Barbara Marbach.
Excuse
absence. Barbara Marbach, absent. Ishmael Parra.
Excuse absence.
Ishmael Parra, absent. Reza Poor.
Here.
Reza Poor, present. Dorothy Reich.
She asked for an excuse absence.
Dorothy Reich, absent. Myla Reason. Myla Reason, present. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes, present. Mansoor Sabah.
Present.
Mansoor Sabah, present. Lance Simmons.
Here.
Lance Simmons, present. Fernando Velasquez.
Present.
Fernando Velasquez, present. Lisa Wong. Lisa Wong, absent. Mr. Chairman, we have 17 present. We have quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. So I'm calling this meeting to order. I did want to make note that we are appreciative to the Peace Center for allowing us to use their facilities. However, in the past, we have had disruptions here at the Peace Center, which has made some members of the KPFK local station board reticent about attending meetings here. And we did have that discussion at what was supposed to be our last meeting. We had an advisory vote, which just barely by one vote put us back here today. So I want to caution all participants that if disruptions occur here, it's going to make it very difficult for us to continue holding our local station board meetings here. I like to be here. It's very convenient for me. We have great hospitality by the management here at the Peace Center, but if the local station board feels that it is a threatening situation for them to be here, then of course we need to respect that, and we will have to have our meetings elsewhere. Thank you very much. And with that, can we have any volunteers for timekeeper?
Steve Kaiser.
The individuals.
Individuals. Anyone for group?
Okay, Jonathan for group. Thank you for.
Jonathan does everything. My
okay.
No.
Do I have a motion to approve the proposed agenda that everyone should have gotten a copy of? It's moved.
I have a question.
Okay, point of information, Lawrence Reyes.
Yes, I'd like to amend the agenda to have public comment number 3, which is number 1, item 3, number 1. I'd like that to be moved.
Okay. Excuse me, I'm having trouble hearing Mr. Reyes. He has the floor. Please continue, Mr. Reyes.
Okay, thank you. I'd like item number 3, which is public comment number 1, to be moved to after item number 4, D, and put in place of item E. In other words, right after the Q&A of the directors.
So you want to have it in the middle of the reports?
After the reports of the directors.
Is there any opposition to that?
I didn't follow.
Could you
restate it, please?
So
in between, on item 4, in between section D and E, Lawrence Reyes is moving that public comments 1 be moved to that location.
Why?
Do you want to justify your motion?
Why?
And my axe is because of the situation that's being currently experienced by the network. I think it's incumbent upon us to not only hear the public comment that's going to be asking questions or proposing comments about what's happening in our network, which is at critical mass right now, which is we're on the crux of bankruptcy. So I think it's important to move that public comment right after the director's report so the directors could hear the salient comments that the listeners will have.
Okay. Is there any opposition to that amendment?
I object.
Okay. There's one objection. So let's vote on the amendment. We're going to vote on Lawrence Reyes's amendment. Mr. Secretary, I think that we can do a hand vote on this.
All those.
Okay, a point of information.
Yes, Jan.
He said to move the first public comment to that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify
that.
Okay,
I misunderstood.
Yeah. We're not going to have much to comment on at that point.
So we're going to take a vote on the amendment.
All those in favor of moving public comments number 1 after item 4E, the report, the treasurer, 4D, the director's report and question and answer, raise your hands. All in favor? 1, 2, in favor of moving it. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. It is so moved.
Okay, all opposed?
All abstaining?
Abstentions?
3 abstentions?
Okay.
So
Lawrence Reyes's motion carries. We will have public comments. Item 3, public comments 1, will occur in between
as part
the question
report
and answers for the directors and the treasurer report. So it'll happen before the treasurer's report. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. We have excused absence requests, and I need some help here. I heard Dorothy Reich, excused absence.
Barbara
Marbach.
Stephen Franz.
Where did we go on?
Excused absence. We also had Ismail Pada, excused absence request.
Yes.
Were there any other excused absence requests? Is there anyone opposed to approving the excused absence requests of these 4 people mentioned? Dorothy Reich, Barbara Marbach, Stephen Franz, and Ismail Parra? Okay. And it is so approved by consensus. Thank you. We have the minutes approval for August 20th, 2017, which all board members should have received a copy of. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from August 20th?
So moved.
Are there any objections to approving the minutes for August 20th? Hearing no objection, the minutes for August 20th are so approved. Thank you. Let's see. Do I have a motion for setting time certain to adjourn the LSB?
1:30, please.
Okay, I have a motion to set time certain for 1:30 today. Are there any objections to that?
I'm sorry, Chair, can you repeat that?
There's been a motion to set time certain for 1:30 today. Is there any objection to that? Hearing no objection, then we will have time certain scheduled for 1:30 today. Thank you very much. Excellent. Item two, we're going to set next month's meeting location.
A point of information.
Yes, Milo?
That's time certain for adjournment.
That is time certain for adjournment, correct. Okay. So item two, we're going to select next month's meeting location. Do I have a motion for setting next month's meeting location, Mr. Kaiser?
I move that we meet here at the Peace Center.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we meet here at the Peace Center next month. Are there any objections to that motion? Okay, we have a couple of objections. Are there any alternate locations proposed to meet next month?
I can get the fire station if you need to.
Which fire station, Marlena?
The Hollywood Annex.
The same one we walked out of last month.
Okay, so we have a proposal for the Hollywood Fire Station, where we've met a couple times already. Are there any other proposals for next month, Mansoor?
I would like to secure a location in Long Beach.
Okay. Have you spoken with any locations in Long Beach to secure?
I need about a week to get back.
Okay. So you have spoken with some locations in Long Beach. What location's that?
It's a church on the 3rd and 3rd and Cedar.
Okay.
Churches available on Sunday morning?
No, they haven't service.
Yeah, they do have different locations.
Do they have service at that location on Sunday?
Different. They are different areas.
Buildings or rooms?
No service there at the place you're recommending.
So there's a room.
Okay, looks like we're going to have some discussion on this.
One question. Mansoor, is it accessible to public transportation?
Yes.
Okay.
Fernando?
How about KPFK second floor by Studio D at the long table?
Lots of chairs. The station can accommodate the local station board. The number of people that would be here, I think, would
in
be too
weekend,
much.
Parking lot is empty.
Yeah, we've considered using the station before, and the management has said that they would prefer that we not use the station for these larger meetings.
Casa del Mexicano, East LA.
Royal Heights.
Okay, have you spoken with them about?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I think we're going to need to take these proposals one at a time. So I have Peace Center. I have
Fire Station.
Hollywood Fire Station.
Annex.
I have Long Beach Church. Can I ask what church that is?
Presbyterian.
Long Beach Presbyterian Church. I have
Casa del Mexicano.
Casa del Mexicano. Is that Boyle Heights or East L.A.?
That's Boyle Heights.
Okay, muy bien, gracias. So let's take a vote on the Peace Center first. Yes, Jan?
In order to take a vote, in order for me to vote, I would like to hear something about what the accommodations are, what it's like, because to just say, would I rather drive to this place or that place or the other, to me is not the point would be to understand what kind of accommodations they have, approximate size of the room, the chairs, the blah blah, you know.
Okay, so we already know the Peace Center and the Hollywood Fire Station Annex.
The church provides space for local organizations to have a meeting room, and it's a large meeting room, twice as large as this one, and plenty of table and chairs.
And parking?
Parking is readily available and accessible by metro, two blocks away.
That's transportation. How about parking?
Parking is street parking available?
No parking.
Okay, Roberta, how you doing?
My general question for anybody discussing their place in addition to parking, I'd like to know if it is wireless, if we can bring food or water in, because that was an issue to some people before. And I guess in general, if it's a place that also has other things going on and a church on Sunday, would we have a hard time parking there? Because even if we're in a separate building where from their services, we may not have the same slots available. So I'd like to know this for any place that we are talking about.
You can't bring food, and it's
Is there a charge, by the way? Is it free?
Oh, I don't think so. No, it's free.
Okay.
The parking question. I mean, parking in a church parking lot on Sundays.
It's a street parking lot. And Long Beach has plenty of it on Sundays.
No, Long Beach does not.
So that's a public parking lot.
That would be public parking. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Boy, hi.
Fernand, well, let's finish with the questions here for Long Beach. Did you have a question about the Long Beach facility, Stephen?
No, I want us to have more discussion about this. I think both the Long Beach and the Boyle Heights location haven't been sufficiently vetted so that we can make a decision on those. I think the only viable decision are the two places that we know.
Okay, Fernando?
Casa de Mexicano has a very large parking lot, has a capacity for 700 people, has a kitchen, has table and chairs, Wi-Fi. Everything you need is there.
And where is it located exactly?
Fourth Street. Right off the 5.
It's right off 4th Street.
And the 5.
Off the 5.
And off the 5 freeway. It's like a 5-minute drive from Echo Park.
So the 4th Street exit is just a few blocks down from there?
Yes.
Correct.
Residential.
Is there a
community charge?
No.
There is no charge.
Residential community.
So what street is it on?
Pedro Infante.
4th Street.
Off of Pedro Infante.
Off of Euclid.
Okay, thank you.
One question. Does it have microphones, chairs, things like that?
Yes.
It does.
Great.
Full kitchen.
We love the place.
Okay, so I'm going to take a vote on these locations. Starting with the Peace Center, Hollywood Fire Station Annex, Long Beach Presbyterian Church, and Casa del Mexicano. The first location to win the vote will be the location that we'll go to. Yes.
I think the only fair way to do this vote is allow people to vote on all of them, and the one that gets the most votes wins. Because I might vote for two.
Right.
And so let everybody vote, each venue get a full vote, and see which one got the most votes. It's a popularity contest.
So would you like to make a motion, Mr. Aaron?
Yeah, the motion is to allow, I don't know...
Multiple voting
on each venue. Not just to select one out of four, but to vote, this is okay or not. It's okay or not.
Similar to what we did last month.
I don't know. Okay. I don't remember. But that's it.
I second the motion.
Okay, is there any opposition to the motion? Hearing none, let's do it. So we're going to say all in favor of the Peace Center, all in favor of the Hollywood Annex, all in favor of the Long Beach, and all in favor of Casa del Mexicano, and then we will tally those votes and then probably do another vote for the runoff. Okay.
If there's a runoff.
We could do a single transferable vote. That would
Okay, so, Mr. Secretary, if you could take the...
All those willing to meet at the Peace Center next month, please raise your hands high and keep them up. Peace Center. Willing to meet at the Peace Center next month. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. Willing to meet at the Hollywood Fire Station next month. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Willing to meet in Long Beach at the church next month. 1, 2, 3. Up. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Willing to meet at Casa de Mexicana on 4th Street. Mexicano, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay.
Okay, so at this point, I believe we're going to do a runoff between the top two. That was what I described before.
Yes, I think you should, because
that is what I described before we took the vote, is that we would take a runoff of the top two vote-getters. So now we're going to do a vote between the Peace Center and Casa del Mexicano.
All right, and is this a singular vote? People vote once for one or the other?
Right, yes.
Okay.
So we won't have double voting this time.
Okay. So
that was time for this item for the last thing we're going
to have. Okay.
I move to extend 2 minutes.
Okay.
Second.
Mr. Aaron.
I just want to speak in favor of the second choice, Casa de Mexicano, because historically we have moved around the city. And it may be the only time some board members go east of the 405 or east of the 110. So it's good.
Are you familiar with the location?
Not specifically, but I'm familiar with Boyle Heights.
Yeah, well, I know where 4th Street and the 5 Freeway is, but I don't know where Casa del Mexicano is. And
but that's an adventure.
Yeah. Okay.
It's one block away from the corner of Euclid and 4th. Do you want to look at it?
By the 5 Freeway.
We'll send out
okay, let's vote. Call the question.
Okay. I'm just looking on Yelp, and it's saying it's now closed. Does that mean it's no longer open?
Okay. No, it just means it's not open on Sunday.
All right. Okay.
Or today.
It will be open on that Sunday, though.
Okay.
You've checked it out. We can definitely go there. You're all set. Okay. All right. All those.
Wheelchair accessible.
Okay. All those in favor of having our next meeting here at the Peace Center, please raise your hands and keep them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 for the Peace Center. All those in favor of Casa de Mexicano. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Abstentions?
There is one abstention. Okay. All right. All right, so the vote is 10 for Casa de Mexicano, 6 for Peace Center. I believe that means it will be a Casa de Mexicano.
Okay, and Senor Velasquez, will you take care of the arrangements for us meeting there? So all we really need to do is show up, and everything else will be taken care of.
Yes, come in smiling, everything's going to be
okay. Muchas gracias.
Okay, great.
Jan?
I would like to propose that if for some reason that doesn't work, that, you know, that something falls through and, you know, it's just not available for some reason, that we make an alternate plan as to where we're going to go. And I propose that we vote right now between the Peace Center and Long Beach as the, alternate location.
I would suggest that.
I second the motion.
Just take a vote. I have relevant information on that. From what I understand, I talked to Lydia last week, and it seems that they've got somebody here on that third Sunday in November. Oh, Michael fleshed it out even more.
Yeah, there will be another group meeting the whole weekend here in November. They can break into small groups and use the side room, and we can use this room during our regular time next month.
And we cannot switch to the second Sunday because they have another group in here. Apparently, after Trump got elected, they've been very busy here.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Let's vote on it. So alternate location, if for some reason Casa de Mexicano falls through. Yes, Lawrence?
Yes, I just think that the way you've been doing the chair has been fair. I think to highlight a place I would hesitate to say it's unfair. And I think if Ms. Goodman's motion is to pass, I would like to amend it by saying that we should always have a plan B, not just for this situation.
Yeah, I agree. Okay,
yeah,
I mean, I voted for Casa Mexicana, but I just want to have a second.
Yeah,
I have a back?
Lawrence, I would have said that we should just have the alternate location being the Peace Center, since that was the second ranked, but we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. So for a backup, we will vote on if for some reason Casa del Mexicano falls through, do we want to meet at the Peace Center or the Long Beach location? So could we just say, if we say yes, we'll meet at the Peace Center. If we say no, we'll meet at the Long Beach location. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's make a vote. Yes, we'll be the Peace Center as an alternate location. No, we'll be Long Beach as the alternate location. Mr. Secretary, if you could take that vote, please.
Okay, just one second. Okay, all those in favor of having the Peace Center as the alternate location, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All those in favor of having Long Beach be the alternate place? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. And no abstentions.
No, I think there's right. 17 people here, so there must be one abstention.
Any I have 11 for Peace Center, 6 for Long Beach.
My bad. Okay.
Any abstentions?
Point of information, didn't we just establish, though, that the Peace Center is not available?
It is available. There's just someone else.
They think they can meet in that.
We'll be sharing the facilities
that
if need be.
Room would not be available.
I misunderstood. Thank you.
Just the outside room there that we put the refreshment in would not be available. They will be there.
I didn't get that.
Bring it up. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. We are going to move on to report to the reports, our general manager report. I believe our general manager is here.
Yes.
You're up.
Okay.
Could we get
yes.
Here.
Fred's got that well under control. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you all. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty on the email server. So it was sent out to LSB at KPFK, but it got returned to me. So you have just a couple handouts. If you don't have a copy with you right now, don't worry. We'll make sure that we get you a copy of the report. I'm just going, because my report for myself, other than the different department heads and the different divisions within Pacifica, or divisions within KPFK, mine is quite lengthy, but I'll just give some highlights. As you know, we're currently in the middle of our fall fund drive, which is scheduled to go until we meet or surpass the $600,000 mark. The reason why we might need to surpass the $600,000 mark is that we've done and actually an incredible job. I want to give major kudos out to Sonali Kolhatkar and Margaret Prescott and also Jerry Quigley, who we have raised a considerable amount of money for Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Caribbean. There are relief organizations on the ground there that actually do get to assist people in great need, and we are raising much-needed dollars. So the totals, if you looked at the dailies like we do every day, it's something that we have to do. You'll see some days in the very beginning of the fund drive, $45,000 a day. That sounds like, wow, that's much better than our goal is $30,000. But of that, maybe $10,000 or $6,000 is for a relief organization in Puerto Rico or in Mexico. So those numbers are a little skewed. So when we hit the $600,000 mark, that doesn't mean that it's all for KPFK. A great deal of that goes to some other relief organizations. So that's why we will have to probably go over our $600,000 mark. Currently, we are approximately at the $28,000 mark. We started off really, really, really well, as the fund drive, as it goes. Some of the numbers, the weekends are a little bit weaker, so we're trying to improve that as much as possible. One reason why we are doing very well is that we have employed a new strategy. Amy Goodman is an incredible programmer, and she has a wonderful, very dedicated audience. But we have noticed that in the past 2 years in particular, but it's gotten progressively worse, the dollar amounts that Amy is able to bring in are very, very low. I don't know what the reason is for that. If it's the thank you gifts that she's offering, or we don't really understand. All we know is that at 6 a.m. when we get $200 in, and then at 9 a.m. because we broadcast her twice, at 9 a.m. we get $500. That is detrimental to us because we're not going to make our goal. So what we've done is have about half an hour of Amy. She has a large audience, so then we put on a half hour fund drive special that's been customized basically and shortened. And with that turn of events, instead of $200, we've raised $3,000. Instead of $250, one day we raised $5,000 on a half hour show. I don't like doing that. I don't think we should do that. Well, it's not that we should or shouldn't. We have to. Same thing with our news. We do half an hour news. We go into a half hour program. These half hour fund drive specials is actually a really brilliant way of raising money in large listenership. So you might have a host that has really popular and they have a lot of listeners. For us, a lot of listeners. But the host just doesn't have the ability to raise much money. So that's what we're doing. Also, the preemptions, there are some blocks of programming that have been preempted. There's also, and it doesn't matter if it's English language or Spanish language, if a programmer is not doing well, we as management are reserving the right to preempt them. And that means across the board. So sometimes Global Village has done very well in the first week. It teeters off a little bit, so we're putting in specialty programming there. Same thing with some of our other regular hosts. And that means also paid programmers. We put that out there, too. If a paid programmer is not doing well, we will preempt them because we want to get through the fund drive as quickly as possible. Just a real quick one, our CFO, Jan Goodman, and myself are in constant dialogue and communication with SAG-AFTRA. The good news is that the offer that we have done about the pensions that have been in arrears, something that Pacifica in general has not put into, the pension funds for workers all across the network.
For the last three years,
which is costing the network quite a bit of turmoil and financial issues. The good news is that since my tenure here, in 6 months, we've been able to put a little money aside, like a little nest egg. And I have basically put enough aside that we are able to do what we want to do is do half down and then pay off the rest in the next 6 months. The union is fine with that, but the problem is that we don't have the ability to put it into all of the pension funds across the network. You can't just put it into one. So we're in the dialogue right now about doing alternatives. I understand SAG-AFTRA had a meeting Friday with union members, and they have come up with an alternative and a suggestion of what can be done, and that'll be in discussion. So the 26th of October is our arbitration date. I will be there at the SAG-AFTRA office, and we will be finalizing those details. I completed, and with the great help of my business manager, Barry Brooks, we have completed the 2018 budget that is now in your hands, I believe, so that we're going to hopefully move on from here after it is approved. The Finance Committee did approve it. In my attempt, of course, to raise funds outside of Fund Drive, because that's what we need to do, is raise money outside of the Fund Drive. We're developing our production book, basically. We had a film company come in and rent the studios for a independent film. Made a little bit of money off that. Now we're going to be basically creating a production book with rates. So we're going to be looking at location scouts, And see if we can get the studios booked for filming and also podcast. There's studios that can be rented for podcasts, voiceover work, all of that. And we're in a very sought-after area for that. We are the only radio station, too, that's open for filming as we know it. Let's see. KPFK is Great Skate Night. Okay, this is also this is a way to celebrate KPFK and celebrate Pacifica. We've had such bad news all the time. This was a night that we wanted to produce. It's Thursday, November 9th. It is a fundraiser. We will have DJ Teddy spinning old school soul, R&B, funk. Think about, like, you know, I don't know about you. I grew up in the Valley, and so I went to Northridge Skateland, the place that we're having this big celebration. And you don't have to skate. But it's a way for people to meet programmers. Sonali Kalhatkar is going to be there, Barry Smolin. We've got all of our new DJs that are going to be there. Alo Black, who is an incredible singer, amazing, amazing artist. He's going to be there, and of course, and I'll be there as well. And some other programmers are going to be there. Sonali said she was coming. She said she doesn't know if she's going to skate. She's going to come. Let's see. A very important update. The paperwork, the very detailed paperwork that was needed for the transmitter at Mount Wilson, the U.S. Forestry Service have finally got in contact with me. They had contacted the previous manager a year prior, told this person what was needed, and nothing was done. So when they got in touch with me, they were very upset. And they said, you're basically getting ready to lose your ability to transmit from Mount Wilson. That put the fear of God in me, because if we don't have the ability to transmit our signal to Mount Wilson, we're done. So I looked at the paperwork that they sent me for this lease. We've never paid a lease for 50-something years, however long we've been on the air. We've just been broadcasting up there for free. And the U.S. Forestry Service is like, we have changes now, and you need to pay rent. So so the amount of paperwork was absolutely monstrous and very detailed, very technical. And myself and even our chief engineer, it was quite a bit. So I want to thank John Amala at National. I also want to thank Jonathan Alexander for spearheading that. But John Amala in up in... John. He stuck with it, and he pursued, and the U.S. Forestry Service is they're happy with all of the detailed reports. Now all we have to do is do a payment, and it's going to be about $5,000. Hopefully, we have a bond. We have a bond we have to meet. But that, I'm happy to report that we can continue to broadcast our signal from Mount Wilson.
$5,000 a month?
No, $5,000 a year.
Oh.
In addition to managing the day-to-day operations, I've been producing and hosting as many fund drive specials as I can to raise as much money as we can. But of course, I'm also dealing on a very on a daily basis the last week with the crisis, the financial crisis resulting from the Empire State Building judgment of $2 million. Over the unpaid tower rentals. There's been a lot of talk back and forth. There's been a lot of emails back and forth. I rarely do I step in and state anything, but I will say this on the record, and it's no mystery or secret. As a matter of fact, on a management call, all of the management, the executive director, the CFO, general managers, business managers, the Pacifica Radio Archives, our technical directors, everyone is basically on board with the fact of not selling KPFK's building. I will go on record. I will stand in front of the building before it gets sold. If you sell the number one fundraiser in the network that houses the archives, if you sell the one station that It basically supports the national office. $36,000 a month we send for central services. $36,000 a month. That pays for the salaries of the folks at National. If you put us down for 6 months, there's no fundraising. There's nothing. Also, the cost of moving the facility inside, the technical, the studios, the archives. Just moving an edit bay would cost so much money. So we have some alternatives on how we can raise the funds. I do believe that a signal swap with New York is the best option out of horrible options, but it's really the best option because it can net, the value of a signal swap is $40 million. The value, what we could get, maybe $20 million. $20 million would wipe out all of our debts. We'd pay all of our pensions. We would be able to have a nest egg, and we'd be able to reinvest into Pacifica. I would want to have a lot of restraints on that money. I would want to have a lot of guardianship over that money, so that no one could come in and just say, "Oh, we're going to just do this, you know, thing willy-nilly." It needs to be protected by the different boards. So, I'm sorry, my report's a little long, but that's because I wasn't able to get the report out to you through the email. And if you want a copy of the report, I have some out right now, but I can also send it to you in an email, as long as my email is working. Yes.
It's all fine now.
It's all good? Okay. And that's it for me.
I'd like to take questions and answers, so let's take a staff. We have Myla and Doug and Reza. So go ahead, Myla.
Christine, first, thank you. Thank you for everything you do, and thank you for coming down here. And I just wanted to let you know that we have a listener here, Madeline Taylor, who is a psychologist. And yesterday she shared some extraordinarily interesting ideas with me about successful fundraising, and I would like you to meet her and possibly set up a time when you can have a discussion with her, because I found her suggestions to be something that you might really appreciate.
Sure. Yes. I will give you my card.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Doug?
Christine, I think you're doing a terrific job on the air.
You.
Your reports are complete and comprehensive. You ought to have your own talk show, whatever. If you don't, you're already on the air quite a bit. I salute you, the work you're doing. I want to point out on this issue of selling the building, I understand your attachment to it. I'd like to point out, first of all, that KCET, the TV station, when they lost their PBS affiliation, they sold their building on Sunset Boulevard and moved to an office building in Burbank. And without missing a step in their programming, the office building they moved to is secure. None of their hosts get attacked. People don't come in the station to get food. When people park, they got people looking in the cars. When I volunteered in the news department, I went to do a newscast and left my laptop in the newsroom. And a longtime employee told me, don't leave your laptop there. This place is not secure. So while I understand your attachment to the building, it's an important place in L.A., I think the station site has been compromised. Anybody can walk in, and walk in, all kinds of strangers walking around. You can't really have a broadcast station that's been compromised that way.
Yeah, you got 5 seconds.
Am I done? Yeah, no, I just want to point out, look at KCET was able to do it. We'll be able to do it.
Am I able to respond? Granted, I wish we had the funding that KCET has. If we had the backing and I'm not going to say the board, because it has nothing to do with the money that the board can bring in. No, but if we had the financial resources that a KCET has, I wouldn't, if it was a matter of that, that'd be fine. But if we had the financial resources, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in. I'm just saying that the sale of that building, moving us anywhere, across the street, let alone across town, the cost of it would be so exorbitant, it would blow your mind. Plus, we would be off we would not be able to function as a radio station for several months. So my thing is that if we were not holding up the network with the fundraising that we do, and there was another station and we could be offline for a while, then possibly that might be discussed. But when you have something that can net you $20 million, you keep New York's you keep WBAI intact. All you're doing is you're switching the signal. where you can pay off all of your debts versus selling KPFK and incurring a huge amount of cost in a move.
10 seconds.
I just think it's the smarter thing to do at this moment. Anyway.
Thank you, Christine. Reza?
Yes, Christine, thank you, thank you. But outreach committee, we are on the corner of Echo Park, Sunset Boulevard with the banner table.
Friday.
People, they love to hear some different programming. It's Ian Master, same time every day. They want to hear Margaret Prescott and some Jerry quickly. Please, we should rotate all these programmers in different area. People, they could hear them, you know. It can work out. It's really, believe it or not, I could collect the email of people that, you know, they don't want to hear, you know, Ian Master every day, same hour. Let's, you know, hear Jerry quickly, Margaret Prescott, different hours. It's going to make money, please.
No, is this during the fund drive or regular programming?
Any day.
Okay,
The problem is that you have habitual listeners, so that's why we have stripped programming. Jerry Quickly has been stripped out at 4 o'clock, which is drive time, a very popular hour. So if we moved him at, you know, to a different time one day and then a different time, people are going to... Already the schedule and the grid is like a jigsaw puzzle or a Rubik's Cube. One day it's this, one day it's that, one week it's this, one week it's that. With the strip programming with Margaret, people can rely... They know that where she's at. They can find her. Same thing with Amy Goodman and Jerry Quickly. So I don't know about... I don't think that moving people to different times will necessarily help our listenership. What I do want to do is I want to increase our podcasts, and I want to actually eventually monetize our digital assets. We have one asset, and that's radio. That's programming. So if we could monetize our digital assets, the shows, so people could go and listen to Jerry anytime they wanted to, that would be helpful.
Thank you, Christine. Mansoor?
Yeah. I want to do some updates as well, if you don't mind, Christine. So... last meeting before the fund drives, we were considering the idea of having a call center to handle the overflow calls. But as I don't know if you know it, but it would cost us about 90 cents per minute.
99.
Huh?
Last time it cost us 99 cents.
Yeah, it was. Last time it was 90 cents, as far as I know. But I stand corrected if that's what it is. So we adamantly was against it, and with the help of Kiana, who's the acting volunteer coordinator for the fund drive, and some of the other staff members, like Maggie has done some outreach, and another person, King Riley, I think he has a email list of 830 people who are sort of like no KPFK and all this. So we reached out to everybody. We sent email out to everybody, encourage them to come to divert the idea of having a call, going to call center. And we have been successful. The 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., the phone room is really have about 7-8 people most of the time, which is like before we would have Terry Guy with another person. And furthermore, I want to continue, if you don't mind. Furthermore, what we did, we brought in a lot of... we reached out to all of you on the board to please bring some sort of food for the volunteers. And I have done it. Reza brought one. Maggie has brought some. And Roberta done it. You done it. But I'm reaching out to you as well to do, if you have the time, we got 2 more weeks of these, and we want to feed the volunteers to come in, because it's a good lure to bring them in, food, drinks, and conversations that they're having. But most importantly, we're moving forward, and we got some of the restaurants to donate food to us. We're mending our relationships with the community, with the businesses around food outlets around KPFK, and I'm reaching out to more businesses to give us food. So please come and volunteer. We do need everybody's help. We are busy, and as Christine said, the first week was really high. It's like $45,000 is unheard of with KPFK. So we're still at about $30,000-$31,000 per day. The busiest hours are really from 6:30 in the morning to like about 10 o'clock. And it just tapers off, and then when Roy comes on, we get busy, and then we are busy from 4:30 in the morning that five other people show up, including four other people, including myself. So come and volunteer. We do need you. And bring some food for next 2 weeks. Thank you.
Sorry. Fernando.
Over here. Commenting on the suggestions or requests from Resapur regarding Yen Matters and the response to moving programmers around. My understanding is that the people that live in Los Angeles who watch movies, whatever they watch them, whether at home or in the movie theater, they don't have the privilege of having the same movie star on the same time every day in the movie theater, and yet they always go to the movie theater to see a movie. Why would the same people will be act differently and behave differently on the radio? It just is beyond my comprehension. My question to the interim general manager, Christine Blasel, is the following. You just made a comment regarding some... Thank you, sir. You just made a comment regarding some potentially KPFK Pacifica earning $20 million by doing a frequency swap in New York City for the benefit of our public sitting here. Will you please elaborate?
Yes. So in addition to the $2 million that was awarded to the Empire State Building for lack of rent from New York's WBAI, the judgment has come in. That means that within, as soon as they get the paperwork, which could be a week, 2 weeks, they can come in and clear out all of our accounts. That means KPFK, T, New York, D.C., everybody. We would not be able to pay payroll. We would not be able to pay our vendors. We would not be able to pay. We'd be shut down. That's the urgency, because to get the $2 million, you know, you have to go in and raid all of the accounts. We don't have... I try and keep a good balance on our account. I don't like to go below a certain number. And when we go below a certain number, I get nervous, right? So I like to keep it... I try and keep about $100,000. Sometimes when we do payroll and health care and central services all, you know, the same time, we go to $50,000, and I hate that. So... That said, they can come in and sweep it out. Now, $100,000 isn't a whole lot in $2 million, regarding to $2 million, but they can do it all across, you know, the network. So the urgency is now. We need $2 million. I mean, a minimum of $2 million. It could be more, right? Because of legal, we have to pay the legal costs. We need it this moment. Like today, like yesterday.
I'm sorry.
So there's an urgency that and a panic within the network to sell things as quickly as possible.
I think he was asking about what is a frequency.
The frequency swap would be this. And if I could have a little more time.
Of course. As much as you want.
The frequency that we have and why it's so expensive at the Empire State Building is a tri-state coverage. It's a condensed area, but the amount of people that it reaches is extremely high. The market value of that for a commercial station to come in and take, let's say, BAI's signal reaches a certain amount of people, right? Even if they have a small audience, but it has the potential to reach millions and millions and millions of households. New Jersey, New York.
Connecticut.
Thank you. So a commercial radio station and one that is on that exact frequency all around the country, but not in New York because BAI is on it. One of them is iHeartRadio. A commercial network would see the value in that, and it is currently, the value is about $40 million. Again, not that we're going to get $40 million. It would be wonderful, but the possibility is that even if you got half of that, that $20 million could go and save the network. What would happen is BAI would go from 99.5. It would move to 80.
A non-commercial.
A spectrum.
Yeah, explain the non-commercial and then the commercial.
So it would shorten. It would.
Clarify that from your director.
Yeah, it would basically it would shorten the scope, the large coverage area, but it would still be for New York. And New Jersey. So it would basically move them down, probably move them down the dial, not up, move them down the dial. So it would change the frequency number.
I'll tell you this: if KPFK, if we had, if it was that kind of a situation, and KPFK to save the network would move our frequency down, I would highly consider it. I would do it. Other than selling the building, don't sell the physical building. It would cost us too much. But a frequency swap can bring us in $20 million, pay off all the debts. Our audits would be fine, would be better. The, you know, we would look good at the Attorney General. We'd be back. So now it is, and again, I have a report. Well, I have a letter. I don't know if it's been public. Okay. But we have all of the managers from across the network, CFO, executive director, all of our finance directors. Everybody is on board with that. The other suggestion was selling the building at KPFT. KPFT wants to move. They're in a very desirable multi-million dollar neighborhood. It's like million-dollar mansions, condo complexes, multi-million, and then there's this little KPFT house. Yes, and they do want to move, and I think that should be done, but not in a rush, and we won't net as much money from that, and it'll take a longer time. Anyway, that's that in a nutshell, what the frequency swap would be.
Thank you, Christine. Mm-hmm. Lawrence?
Christine, thank you for being here and providing a report and also listening to our concerns and sharing your concerns and worries. I could see that you're very, excuse me, I like the threat. Okay. I don't like being blocked.
Fred, you can stand over there.
Okay, so anyway, let me get back to what I wanted to say. The listeners are also concerned, as you know. And I'm hoping that it'll be reasonable request for you to stay for public comment so you can listen to what the listeners have to say. And also, I'd like to really give you a shout out for raising money for my country and for Mexico and for the Caribbean as well. I really appreciate that.
Second.
Now, I would stand with you at that door if they try to sell the building. I'm going to go on record right now to say
personal
that.
Privilege. You got to talk to the
okay, department. I said that I would stand at the door with Christine if they would have saw the building.
Please don't whisper. I'm
hard. All right, well, you know, I mean, you got to clear your ears. You know, wax out your ears. Wax out your ears, Aaron. Okay, is that better?
Much better.
Right. Okay, we're at time.
Well, you got to allow me another 30 seconds.
Please, go ahead.
With all the distractions.
Yes, please, go ahead.
So, if you could answer this question. You're in favor of a signal swap at WBAI. For what I understand, the listeners over there are not in favor of that. What would be another alternative solution that you could propose in your intimate conversations with Jan and the other GMs?
The options that are on the table, sell KPFK. Sell the building at KPFK. The other one is take a very large loan at a subprime level. The interest on $2.5 million, this would not solve our pension problems, too. This would not solve the fact that we have a contract with the Empire State Building until 2020 for approximately $2 million more. All it would do, a loan of $2.5 or $2.2 million at subprime levels, the interest would be extremely high, and I don't know there is no plan to pay back the loan. If you borrow $2 million, you've got to have a plan to pay it back. The other thing is that you have to put the buildings up for collateral. So of those options, sell KPFK, take a loan out that the interest is going to just kill us, and you put the buildings up anyway, or do the signal swap. Again, the majority of managers and management within Pacifica, interim as we may be, that is our suggestion at this point, because if you borrow the money, you the interest alone is going to be huge. I don't know what they calculated what the interest would be per month. Okay, she'll cover it. Okay. So those are the options.
Okay, thank you. And thank you very much for coming out and speaking with us today.
Yes, I'll be here,
Christine.
I'll be here for the moment.
We're going to move into the director's reports. Yeah, you can bring that microphone over here. And can we start with Jan Goodman for the director's reports?
I'm just going to sort of
do a little bit more detail of what Christine said. And I'm going to take the opportunity to move here since I can't face anybody.